Welcome back to the final 100 metres of the Real Football Show here on Tip TV. Let's stick with League One, Matt. Oldham host Bradford this weekend. Mid-table clash. Neither team's really set the league alight, obviously.
Did you say 100 metres?
Yeah.
I think we've got about 3 or 4 minutes. So it's going to take me at least, I don't know, couple of hours, oh, 109 bus.
Pace one.
I'm in big
trouble. Talk about that in future, pace one. Oldham Bradford, tight game, I mean.
It's a very, very tight game. We said no cliche, so I can't possibly say it will be a war of attrition. Oldham at the moment are struggling to score goals. They're unbeaten, but we're only 5 games into the season. They've only won one, they've drawn 4. They've only scored 4 goals. And Darren Kelly, the manager, has been speaking in press conferences and in interviews about the fact that they've been working on goals, they need to create more chances, and obviously when you create the chance, you then need to take them as well. In Lee Croft, the guy who scored last weekend when they won the game, I think they drew the game, they've got a very, very good player at this level. I think there is goals in that team. I think they will struggle to hit the playoffs, but they're a decent mid-table team. I think Bradford, on the other hand, though, I think if they don't get caught up in cup runs, which I think has affected them in the past, I think they're there to really push on. I know they're below Oldham at the moment. They got their first win last weekend. Devontae Cole, Andy Cole's son, came off the bench, nicked a goal in the last minute. And with him and James Hansen, who's a proven goal scorer at this level, I think they can really, really push on up the league and hit the playoffs. I really do. And in Phil Parkinson, everybody knows throughout the game, throughout the Football League, what a wonderful manager he is. I think they will soon get that ball rolling, and I think they'll work their way up into the playoffs. I think this will be a tight game, though. It would not surprise me if this was a really low-scoring draw.
Just quickly then, Burton against Coventry. Coventry were flying, stuttered a little bit. Think they're going to have a bit too much for Burton.
I'm not so sure, you know. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank is working wonders at Burton. Obviously got promoted last season. They're in third position at the moment and they're there for a reason. They're playing very well. And what Jimmy Floyd has done, I think, is he's got a lot of players in who are almost more suited to League One than they were to League Two. And they battled their way through League Two, got promoted very, very well and had a great season last season. I think they're really taking League One by storm. This will be a tight affair as well, but it would not surprise me if this was a home win at all. It's just for Coventry, or Burton Albion's point of view anyway, it's whether they can keep Adam Armstrong, you know, locked down, whether they can defend him very, very well. Best goal scorer, you know, at the moment. He's got 5 goals for Coventry. Coventry are very high scoring. They've got 12 in the league, highest scorers in League One. Another tight affair, but I fancy Burton just to nick this one.
Well, speaking of high scorers, let's go to League Two. Former international, former teammate of yours, Clinton Morrison, 4 sub-appearances and no goals for Exeter, has had his contract extended to Christmas. Clint's now 36. What's he doing and what are Exeter doing? Any value in having Clint at a club?
Look, I carried on playing until I was 30. Well, some people would say I wasn't playing, I was just out there. But yeah, I carried on until I was 38 professionally. And you just love playing football and you just want to keep going. It's a long commute for Clint as well. He hasn't scored. I think he's made something like 29, 30 appearances for Exeter, an awful lot of substitute appearances. He's yet to hit the back of the net. It's not just what he brings on the pitch, so I think it's around the training ground. Clinton is a great professional.
Big character.
He really is a great character, and he will bring everybody together, depending on wages, which obviously I don't know, and as long as he's not asking for huge money, as long as he's not paid big money, I think it's worthwhile having him in and around the squad. Has he got that real hunger, desire to put his head in where it hurts? Did he ever have? I'm not sure. He scored lots of goals. He's a real poacher. But right now, it's tough for him. It's tough when you get to a certain age. You don't want to get hurt and things like that. But I think just his personality around the training ground, I think it's fantastic. And look, his goal scoring over the last, what is he, into year 18 of his professional career, is it's not quite second to none, but it's
the
well
first
up
8 years
there.
Were good anyway. Goal scorers were a bit pushed for time. Let's look at Luton. Jack Marriott, very promising player, good goal scorer, got sent off at Luton, gestured towards the fans, apologised on Twitter. Footballers just astound me with their arrogance. Did a player say anything to a player like Jack Marriott if he's done something so stupid?
Exactly that. Stop being so stupid. You all know.
So a senior pro would take you aside and go, don't be a douche.
Of course. That's if the the manager, as John still is at Luton, hasn't already ripped a shred or two off him.
Yeah.
We all know the fans are out there. We all know they're going to wind you up. But, you know, come on. You don't worry about it. Those guys are paying to come and watch you. Yes, they can be abusive, but it's very, very easy to just wave them goodbye, score a goal, stick one in the back of the net, and, you know, off you go. Should not be getting into any contact with, you know, with the fans, just as, you know, Eric Cantona taught us so many years ago.
It's been a blast. I've loved it.
Thank you very much.
This is episode 4. We're really cleverly thinking of calling the next one episode 5. It's The Real Football Show, and it's here on Tip TV.